Let's go to the White House and check in with Karen Travers from ABC News. Good morning. Happy Friday, Karen.
Happy Friday.
So Special Counsel Robert Mueller expanding now the Russia investigation all the way over to the Trump family business. We've heard the president talk about them crossing the red line when it comes to, you know, any kind of looking into his business operations. So how is he feeling about this red line crossover?
Well, if you actually go back and look at what the president was asked in that interview with the New York Times last year, we're actually talking about apples and oranges here. So he was asked if Mueller was looking at your finances and your family finances unrelated to Russia, is that a red line? And the president said, I would say yes. Well, we have learned that this subpoena for the Trump Organization is for documents related to investments in Russia. So not the red line that the president talked about last year, but my colleague John Carl asked the White House, is this another red line? Has Mueller crossed something else for the president? How does he feel about it? The White House won't say. They just say that there's no collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia, and all questions about the Trump Organization have to go to the Trump Organization, which says they're fully cooperating.
Yeah, it sounds like Sarah Sanders wanted definitely to sidebar those questions and make sure that she didn't, there was no expectation that she would answer the questions about his company at large. The sanctions against Russia, will this make any sort of mark in terms of the president's willingness to do such things and punish that country?
I mean, the sanctions that were announced yesterday on 19 Russians as punishment for the alleged interference in the 2016 election and in response to Russia's role in a cyber attack last year that experts say was one of the most costly and destructive in history. The reaction in Washington has been great, but this is long overdue. That was what Paul Ryan said. Because Congress passed this measure last summer calling on this and enabling the White House to move forward on it, and the White House took more than a half a year to do it, which, of course, really was frustrating to Republicans and Democrats who felt that the administration was dragging their heels on this one. I think if you look at that as an example, you know, it's not clear how quickly they would move on another retaliatory action, if any, perhaps related to the spy poisoning in the U.K. The president says we stand strongly with Britain, but no indication that there'd be any action taken on Britain's behalf.
It seems to me like we're watching a sort of a closer and closer look at President Trump's agreeing and admitting to the fact that Russia may have had their hands in a lot of nefarious activities.
Yeah, he's gone further than he has in recent months, and you certainly saw the Treasury Secretary say that too yesterday, that, you know, this is a pattern of behavior, bad behavior from Russia. That said, I think there's a lot of skepticism about just how much the administration would do and how much punishment they'd put.
And, of course, the question, the ever-present question is about the revolving door of the White House. And it sounds like next on the chopping block, possibly, H.R. McMaster. And there have also been rumors, you would certainly be in a better position than me to speak to this, about Chief of Staff John Kelly.
All these rumors that have been swirling for weeks, if not longer, we actually reported 2 weeks ago that the Pentagon and the White House are moving forward on taking H.R. McMaster out of this position, but also having him come back to the administration in a different capacity, perhaps with a promotion and a position in the military. So this is not anything that we haven't heard or hasn't already been discussed. It's really not a matter of if he's going to replace McMaster. It's just a matter of when.
And one more question for you, Karen, with regard to Vice President Mike Pence. There has been some discussion about his meeting with the Irish Prime Minister and the fact that he held that meeting behind closed doors and did not invite the press into that room. Some speculation that that may be because the Irish Prime Minister is the first openly gay Irish Prime Minister, and Vice President Trump's longstanding feelings about homosexuality may have had something to do with that.
I don't know why they didn't open it up, but we certainly saw him here at the White House at several events. There was a big welcome ceremony for him yesterday and the traditional shamrock ceremony last night at the White House.
Yeah, I've never seen so many Irish clovers in the president's pocket as I did yesterday. So definitely
quite a lot going on,
sign of green all over the White House. Karen, thanks so much for checking in. Have a good weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
That is ABC News correspondent Karen Travers from the White House this morning.